This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Most of the Massachusetts pandemic restrictions will be lifted tomorrow as Memorial Day weekend gets underway. Some traditional holiday events are back after being canceled last year. That includes a parade in Wilmington and the annual Flag Garden on Boston Common. WBUR's Callum Borchers followed volunteers as they planted more than 37,000 American flags this week, one for every Massachusetts service member who's died in battle since the Revolutionary War.
One by one, volunteers tap the Star-Spangled Banners into the ground. Together, the flags form a red, white, and blue landscape that represents the true meaning of Memorial Day for Gold Star families like Melida Arredondo's.
It's not a barbecue weekend for us. It's not the beginning of summer and going to the beaches. It's a constant reminder. I mean, every day is Memorial Day for somebody like myself.
Arredondo lost her stepson, Alex, in Iraq in 2004. She helped conceive the Flag Garden more than a decade ago, and the temporary monument quickly became a cherished site every May. But there was no Flag Garden in 2020, as state officials discouraged people from gathering. Navy Reserve veteran Margaret Jaguer missed it terribly.
Last year was, like, so depressing.
Jaguer was thrilled to learn of the display's return this year, so she volunteered with her sister, Donna Jordan, to help put it together for the first time. They're both nurses and figured this would be a fun and fulfilling day off. And it was, though they soon discovered it's harder than it looks to hammer flags into the ground.
And it's harder than it looks to line
well,
them up.
And some of the spots are easy and some not so easy.
Some of the ground's harder.
Working in twos is helpful. Teamwork.
It takes teamwork to pull off all Memorial Day events, including the many parades typically held throughout the state. It also takes time, which is why the Veterans Services Department in Wilmington started making arrangements in March, even though it wasn't clear until recently that parades would be allowed this weekend. Director Lou Simaglia decided to be optimistic.
What we figured was go ahead and start planning, and, you know, we wouldn't want the week before for them to say, okay, have a parade, and then we didn't have everything lined up.
Unfortunately, that's pretty much what happened in some places. Many towns won't have a parade for a second straight year and will instead hold virtual events or smaller celebrations. State officials unveiled a plan to drop parade restrictions just 11 days ago. That left too little time for the town of Medway to book marching bands, says Memorial Committee Chairman Bob Selesky. His group couldn't even get musicians from the local high school.
They had turned their attention to a concert, which they had at the last week, and it was then too late to try to go back and put the parade theme back together.
Selesky, a retired Marine and Medway police chief, notes the town will still hold a Memorial Day ceremony. It may lack the hoopla of a parade, but he says honoring those who died in service to their country is what the day is really about anyway. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.